We've seen more and more electric vehicles in our parking lot over the years, and so we knew that there was a need out there for this.
Good Foods Co-op General Manager Kat Lutchtfeld says the two charging plugs will be available to electric vehicle drivers free of charge.
We certainly hope that it's worth it for the exposure that we get. You know, we think any investment in the environment is worth it in the long run, right? It's short-sighted if we only think about today's dollars and not the impact of our actions today on tomorrow. So regardless of the impact, it's a worthwhile expense.
The charging station came about after the co-op was approached by Evolve KY, a nonprofit based in Louisville. President Stuart Unger says the new charging station is the group's 31st install. Adopt-A-Charger donated the station, and installation service was donated by Fayette Electrical Service, Incorporated. Unger says the number of electric vehicles on the road is increasing rapidly. Evolve KY works to spread the adoption of EVs by increasing the number and variety of charging options in Kentucky.
My Nissan Leaf, you know, I got like, you know, 6 years ago. And I think, you know, you'd be lucky to see another electric car within a week or two. And now you see them all the time. You know, a lot of them are Teslas, but there are other makes out there too. So you really can notice it. I mean, it's still only, I think, 1% of the amount of vehicles, and it's only 2% of the new vehicle sales, I think, this past year. But it's growing like crazy.
The partners expressed the hope that drivers of gas-powered vehicles will see the charging station as a bellwether for the viability of the fast-expanding electric vehicle market and an answer to the problem of range anxiety for potential EV buyers.
You know, it's very nice that people can stop here and plug in while they're doing their shopping at, you know, the co-op. That's wonderful. But the bigger picture is that they see someone charging, because the reality is a lot of people that can do plug in at home. So this is what we call opportunity charging. And when people see that cars are plugged in, when they see that there's a charger, it kind of opens up a door that this is something that they could do.
A ribbon cutting for the new charger was held on Tuesday at Good Foods Co-op on Southland Drive. Along with other partners, Lutchtfeld thanked the City of Lexington's Green Check program in saying that this investment in the community furthers their mission of sustainability.
Yeah, this is a dream many years in the making for the co-op. Obviously, some of our foundational beliefs are around supporting the environment and making sure that we are protecting the earth for generations and generations.
I'm Arlo Barnett, WUKY News.